The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. The name of Samuel Harris has already featured a time or two in The History Man. Now he's coming up again. A century and a half ago, the seafront of Douglas was a great deal different from what it is today. If you want to see exactly how different, there's a photograph of it taken from Douglas Head in 1860 and now to be seen in the Manx Museum. There was no Loch Promenade with its hotels and boarding houses. When the tide was high, its waves lapped the back of buildings facing in onto Strand Street. Moving further along, there was no Central Promenade and no Queen's Promenade, just the wide-open foreshore. As a result, if you wanted to take a stroll by the sea and enjoy the salt breeze, you had to walk all the way along the shore, or take to the old Red Pier in Douglas Harbour, which was eventually extended in the 20th century into the King Edward Pier. This was the only structure available to those genteel persons who wished to promenade by the sea. But the Douglas of the 1860s was changing dramatically, and one of the first, if not the very first major change, was the building of the Harris Promenade in 1868. It was paid for by public subscription, and the man who launched the fundraising effort was the then High Bailiff of Douglas, Mr. Samuel Harris, Esquire. At the time, in addition to his other public duties, he was the chairman of Douglas Town Commissioners, the town's first local authority elected by popular vote. He was a man of vision, and he perceived that Douglas was soon to have a future as a place where increasing numbers of working-class people in Victorian Britain would seek to take the holidays with pay that were becoming available to them. This meant the town had to have a purpose-built promenade where they could all stroll by the sea they had come to see and enjoy its salty breezes. In the first place, Harris Promenade was laid out with access from the end of Castle Street to the bottom of Broadway, following the high tide line, with the land reclaimed from the sea. It wasn't a particularly sophisticated structure, as can be seen to this day, when it now stretches from the Douglas War Memorial to the bottom of Broadway. It was built upon a mound of large rocks, which may well have been garnered by the builders from the open shore. But everybody, locals and holidaymakers, took to it delightedly. It was followed in quick time by the building of Loch Promenade 7 years later. What else about Samuel Harris? He was many men in one: lawyer, magistrate, politician, property developer, entrepreneur, philanthropist, visionary, and in his later years a spellbinding raconteur. He became known beyond the island as Mr. Douglas Isle of Man, and even the Gladstone of the Isle of Man. He was born in Douglas in 1815, 6 months after the Battle of Waterloo. His father was a Cumberland merchant who had decided to settle in the island. In 1884 he was appointed Vicar General, which gave him a seat on the Legislative Council. He was involved in the founding of the House of Industry, persuading even Queen Victoria to become a shareholder for £25 a year. In 1865, he was involved in the founding of the Isle of Man Bank, becoming chairman. His support for charitable causes was huge, and not always made public. He died in 1905, at the age of nearly 90, at his home, the splendid mansion Marathon Court, overlooking Douglas Bay, which is now a residential home for the elderly. In time, he was also to be remembered in Douglas by Harris Terrace, the Harris Bar in the Sefton Hotel, and Samuel Harris House. But for me, his abiding memorial is Harris Promenade. Meanwhile, I would like to see a contemporary photograph of the original situation and layout of it in the late 1800s. That is, if there is one.